Welcome back, everybody, to Hood Classic Special. We are reviewing X-Men 97, Episode 3, Fire Made Flesh. And like always, I got my man Shahid here. What's going on, good sir?
I don't know how it comes off when people watch the episode, but when I'm listening to him do the intro, it just sounds like... So hopefully it sounds better.
Oh, yeah, you got to get some better headphones, bro.
No, it's... I hear you. When you play the trailer,
it's it's fine. I don't know.
It has nothing to do with my headphones.
Sometimes it just got to check. Just got to check sometimes.
Hey, because I can hear your, you know what? Look, it's wrong with that.
I'm lucky.
I was really about to be like Wolverine and say something very nasty.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad it's Ramadan. Shit, at least I get a break. Anyway, come on, man. Let's talk about this episode 3. I just want to say, I had an idea what I was getting into. I didn't think it would translate so well by just seeing it. I don't know what, don't ask me why. I was just like, I was expecting, because I know a lot of people push back on this is that, well, you could have had the whole season of this, you know, this storyline. I was like, why?
People, I wish people would shut up with that.
Oh, you seen it too?
Of course, I've seen it. It was funny because I was watching Invincible before we started the show, and I hear the same complaints, and I reached a point where it's kind of like, I have checked out in the whole, well, they did this in the comics.
Oh, yeah.
Read the comic. Just read the comic and shut up. Like, the whole, like, comic medium works for comics. It doesn't always translate to animated. It doesn't always translate to live action. You have to accept it for the adaptation for what it is. If you can't, you're allowed to. But shut up. Like, stop pushing that. Like, just shut up about it. And especially when it comes to X-Men anime, like, this ain't nothing new. They take stories, and for the most part, they either going to knock it out of one episode or you're going to get a two-parter. The only, like, it is very rare where they let stuff breathe, because it's like, this isn't a 26 episode season. This isn't even a 14 episode season. You get 10 episodes.
Yeah.
10. So I've heard the part, well, it could have been the whole season. I'm like, even the Phoenix Saga, which was set up with two episodes, end up being like 5 plus 4, like end up either like 8 total or 9 total. Yeah, you still had 6 or 7 episodes after that. Mm-hmm. And that was the exception. That was not the rule. Most of the time they had knocking stuff out 1 or 2 episodes. And to be perfectly honest, as someone who remembers the Inferno storyline, which is based upon, it didn't need to be the whole season. Let me tell you something. We don't need to see a bunch of demons. We don't need to see people eating by buildings or trains going to hell. You're not gonna have Spider-Man involved. You're not going to have the Avengers involved. Like, it's only so much time and energy you're going to have. And that storyline is not as great as people want to pretend it is. It's some memorable things that happen, but it don't need to be no whole season. Like, they knocked out the important parts, and they actually combined 2 different storylines. Not just the whole thing with Madeline Pryor. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing with, you know, Nathan Summers becoming Cable. And remixing it. And that's what the animated series does, is take a popular story, remix it, and make it fit for the story they're telling. Because it's like, it's not a one-to-one, but you know what the story is about. You know what they tell it, and it fits the animated storyline a lot better than just taking a one-to-one from the comic.
Also, too, if you're not heavy into comics, this is more easy to digest. So. Yeah.
I mean, that's the point. That's always been the point of the show. It's like taking a storyline from the comic and making it easy to digest for people. Even though I will say, and it stood out in this episode, this do feel like a TV 14 series.
Yes, this is like this is a little horror in here right now. I was like, wait a minute. Like, I wasn't expecting that. You
know, horror and more adult themes, and not just heavy handed, but also like subtle things. Like, it feels more grown up. And I just laugh because people always wonder about, well, would it be watered down beyond Disney Plus? And actually, it's been the reverse. It feels a lot more free being on Disney Plus than ever did on Fox, because it's like, mm-hmm. you can get away with more on streaming. And kudos to Disney for not, like, you know, shying away from it. And it's just the animation, as we talked about before. Animation is just gorgeous.
Oh
This
yeah.
is just a beautiful looking show. And I
It
just
seems like
laugh
folks are
whenever.
coming around to that too now. I've seen better people say, "Oh, I'm getting adjusted to the animation now." So, okay.
Because once you stop comparing it to what you was watching when you was a dumbass kid, you could take it for what it is, and it's kind of like it looks great, and it looks and be perfectly honest, it looks a lot better than most of the stuff we're watching. And that is something that I kind of like when I look at people complain. I'm like, what y'all comparing it to? Like when y'all talk about animation, because guess what? We grew up watching Dragon Ball Z. Come on now. Remember how Dragon Ball Z looked? And I know Dragon Ball Z, like, it's harder to look great when you have to have so many damn episodes. It's kind of like that's one of the things about having a lot of episodes. It tends to kind of look a certain way, and it's like you gotta look, it looks cheap after a while. Like when you watch Transformers and G.I. Joe, it looked a lot better season one than season two, and
Dragon
that's
Ball
perfectly
always looked
fair.
better when they did their movies, all pretty much always.
It's like beside Blue Eye Samurai and to a because even and to like a lesser extent, Castlevania is like most animation is kind of like it looked the way it looked, and you accept and go with it. But it was like, so when I saw this, and once like it looks different, once you accept it looking different, it's like this looks amazing, and this looks grown up. Like, when's the last time? Because guess what? We watched Fox, they weren't bleeding.
Oh no. And you fucked me up with the season, because once I got to season five and saw what they did with 92, I was like, ew, Jesus. Yeah, 97 looks great. I don't know what these folks talking about.
And it's like it looks amazing, it sounds amazing. It's taking the story, like I was saying, this adaptive storyline, making it streamlined, and it was a definitely a cascade of emotions, because it's kind of like you knew what you were gonna get, you didn't know how much you're gonna get, but just what you guys like, I would have never guessed they would have done it so well. And it's like they're basically doing X-Men better. They're taking the version we grew up with as far as X-Men animated, and it's like they're doing it better. And as we talked about before, they're definitely raising the bar on kind of like what X-Men like live. I would not want to be the one that has to direct X-Men
That's going to be a tall task.
because it was easier because all you had to do was compare it to like Fox movies. And if you did it better than Fox movies, you already in there. But people, whether it's rightfully or wrongly, are going to compare it to like this. And it's like, I've always said X-Men works better as a show because you have more time for it to breathe. And I definitely learned that with The Gifted, because it's like doing a movie, it's like you got to force so much stuff in if stuff's not already established. And it's only so much things you can fit in 2 hours. And it's like this episode at 30 minutes fits in a whole lot. And I know it's good because people are like, I wish it was two-parter. Not saying they weren't mad at the episode for what it was, they wanted more of it.
Yeah,
That's when
more.
you know you got something, people want more.
Yeah, I definitely, when we got to the end, I was like, damn, shit's over already. I was like, shit. Oh, well.
Yes.
Yeah, wait till next week.
Well, I mean, the whole Jean Grey clone turning Madeline Pryor, she was serving up looks. And let me tell you something. I wonder how much they're going to adapt her costume from the comics. And considering
Oh.
the and they did a good damn job.
Oh
Like,
yeah, I don't see folks complaining about that, do we?
I mean, she wasn't showing ass, but she was showing plenty, and she was out there serving. Like, and
God
it's
damn
that
it.
whole fight she had in the church just laughing, like, oh, listen, I know not what I do.
Oof.
That whole Jean don't know what she doing. Like, yes, she do. She's making fun of that. Like, she is funny seeing that fight with her and Magneto, because it's kind of like we always crack jokes about Jean, like how powerful she is, and she never show it. As soon as she show her power, she faint. Not this time. She was giving them the damn business. Like, considering how powerful Magneto was, and she basically kind of like treated him like light work.
Oh, Goblin Queen. Shit, I know. Hey, it is what it is.
And it's like
You see Cyclops use his powers. I never seen him hit somebody in the mouth. Had that woman bleed, and it was like, and also I want to say, speaking of Cyclops, you know why I like this version better, the comic version? Because one of the things that stood out with the whole Madeline Pryor thing, and they had to retcon it multiple times, and even then they didn't do a good job. If people don't remember, the comic version of this storyline has Cyclops looking like a piece of garbage.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Because I was trying to explain this to my wife when we was watching it. But she was like, I said, I guess they kind of like cleaned it up for here. Because it's more, you can, you know what I mean? You can deal with it. You can say, okay, I can see how that happened.
This version is kind of like, he didn't want to deal with that, not just the fact that how tough it is, but that he was an orphan himself, so he know how it is being abandoned. He's like, he wanted the same thing, like he knows it's the right thing, but he can't sign off on that.
Yeah, I can't be a
Like, it's
part
just
of
too messy. So even if you don't agree with it, you get the viewpoint. The comic version was, I found Madeline Pryor, she just happened to look just like Jean, I'm ready to retire from the X-Men, and then all of a sudden I find out Jean's alive, and I just abandon Madeline and
I
my
dip.
baby. I dip.
That's y'all Kane. That's y'all homie.
And they try to make it out like, oh, she wasn't just happening like Jean. She ended up being a clone, and it was manipulated. She just happened to be there because Mr. Sinister put her there. And it's like, you had to jump through a whole lot of hoops to try to make it look better, and it never looked that much. It only looked a little bit. It just made Cyclops look like a piece. Like, you just abandoned your woman,
Oh,
you abandoned
nasty.
your kid, and you're supposed to be a hero.
Nasty Summers.
And that's something about the comics where it's like, you look at some of those old storylines, and it's like, it's a lot. Like, as much as we love the comics, it's a lot of storylines that make heroes look horrible. Like, in all of them. Like, just in the X-Men, like Cyclops, it wasn't until like the 2000s where he started looking decent. And he had to become militant to do that. But it was like Cyclops was looks like a yeah, Cyclops was looking like a deadbeat dad for a long ass time. But as soon as like it's some trauma go, I'm gonna run from my problems. And it's like it's hard, and like it's hard rooting for that.
Wait a minute. If I
And
remember right, didn't he left, right? Didn't he go join X-Force?
he this okay, no,
Okay,
he joins X-Force when he finds out he okay, so this is what happens.
I'm
He
misremembering
leave
something.
no, he leaves because he wants to, after Jean passes
Right.
and goes to Alaska to find Madeline.
Right.
He finds out Jean is alive, and then
Dips.
he goes back. He leaves and starts X Factor when he want when he's with Jean again. It's kind of like, I want to, I don't know if I want to be sticking to it. And him and Storm fight for like whoever control whoever wins becomes leader of the X-Men. Storm doesn't have any powers. Storm wins. And then Cyclops dips out again. Him and
Okay.
Jean dip out.
Okay. Like I
And then
said,
they join
my
X. And
X-Men
then,
thing's shaky, so
yeah.
you help me.
And then the original five join X Factor because it's like people was pointing out this whole thing. X-Men's supposed to be a, show about civil rights and fighting against equality. And you got five white people. So by the time you got to the 70s, it's kind of like, we need to kind of like change things up again. So they took the original five X-Men became X Factor eventually. And X-Men was kind of like Wolverine, Storm, Rogue, Colossus, Kitty Pryde, like that era X-Men.
Hey, I do like how they show Morph, like where you saw his face, like
Oh, you
so
talk.
now
So he
it
has some
makes sense.
PTSD?
Yeah, so now it makes sense why this new face, he's showing us now. It's kind of like, I guess that's how he deal with it because he like still going through it.
It's
So.
just funny that a 3 second thing is like, I know how Sinister move and what he can do, and then you just get PTSD and you just switch to that face, that crackhead face that we remember all through season two.
That man struck out. I mean, because like we still don't know everything that was done to him. So like I know I got jokes with it too, but it's just like, yo, he's still dealing with that. So it's still like, yo.
And it's funny how they do Inferno, like it's kind of like they keep it streamlined to just affecting the character, like the characters, the match, like each person go through their whole thing, and it's like War Spirits, like Wolverine laughing, like all high your pants through jokes, like you always do. Think everything
Yeah,
funny.
all funny games, huh?
Yeah, and it's like people used to, laugh to hide my pain, laugh to deal with my A pain.
lot of comedians do that.
And it's kind of like you see Gambit, Worst Fear, seeing
Good
his
grief.
woman with the new
I
boss.
cannot see that,
We finally found out like the whole Bishop thing. He was making jokes about Bishop, like, what's wrong? I was like, he been trying to get back. He's just wait for
Hank
his wrist to get fixed.
bullshitting.
I mean, they've had a lot of stuff to handle.
I mean,
And it's
look.
just what and it's wild where it's like you see his sister like, you out here having fun? You abandoned us.
That 8-piece back. Fuck wrong with
I
you.
don't think this I don't think Popeye's travels well.
I mean, he probably get
And
there pretty
also,
quick.
I like how they use Bishop more, like you explain a little bit like why he's there and him trying to get back. And the irony of him being the one to take Nathan back in the future
Right?
to raise him. Because in case people don't realize, when Scarlet Witch, like during the storyline, when Scarlet Witch was responsible for basically almost all the mutants losing their powers, there was a child named Hope that was going to be basically kind of like
Hope Summers.
regain the regain the powers of mutants. And Cable was taking care of Hope, and Cable was protecting Hope. And guess who Cable was protecting Hope from? Bishop.
Yeah,
Like Bishop was out here trying to murder a baby for the greater good. So knowing that, and knowing that background, and then laughing at the fact that Bishop may be responsible for help raising Cable, considering all the times they were beefing, because Cable was looking at Bishop like you out Section 8. Oh, you from the 24th century. That's cute.
I never seen tech like that before.
Yeah, like you used to be the man, like I got the fancy thing. It was like you out here with an 8-track compared with what I'm doing. So them using that to incorporate the story, to incorporate the characters is awesome. Them establishes Sinister as a piece of garbage,
Piece
like
of
he
shit.
always been.
Yep.
Like Sinister always been the slimiest villain. They like him and the Shadow King always been the slimiest villains on X-Men anime series. And you just forget how dangerous Sinister is because this whole I'm trying to make a master race. That's all this is about. And it's funny where he basically plays Apocalypse role because originally, like Sinister made a want to make a clone to somehow be strong enough to stop Apocalypse, and Apocalypse infects Cable with the techno-organic virus. And instead they do it where it's like Sinister was doing it to make him stronger, and by them saving it, they basically doom their baby. So I just love how like they take multiple storylines that streamline it to make it fit. Like Madeline Pryor leaves on a good note instead of like having like resentment like she did, or like I'm gonna get you back by messing with your brother.
Oh
Cause
God, not have
oh yes, man, that's why I made a
it.
joke. Goblin Queen, she pick up Summer Boy's like Infinity Stones. So I see how they animated her. I don't blame them, but it's like I like they're juggling a lot of things. And they make it all work, and even and then you even get the next part of Storm story.
Yeah, old Forrest gonna hook her up.
And it's funny how that fits because even on the animated timeline, Forge and Charles Xavier have met and know each other, but Storm never met Forge. Because remember when they interacted, that was Wolverine, Cyclops, and Jubilee. So unless they had a conversation about it, she wouldn't know who Forge is. So that wouldn't be like some. That wouldn't be a plot hole. Like people like complain about plot holes, like this whole how Morph changed Eliana. She was never on the show. And people point out like one, yes, she was on the show. Two, y'all weren't complaining when he changed to Deadpool. Because last time I checked, Deadpool was never on X-Men. It's
Eliana
funny how
was
y'all
on,
like East.
but
It's
Eliana
funny how
was
y'all
on
like
the
East
show
age
though.
back then. Go ahead.
Eliana was on the show though.
Exactly.
Fuck they talking about?
No, that's why it's just so people, the loudest people are the people that's wrong. People will be with their whole chest. I don't like how he can do people that's never been on the show. And it's like, but they have been on the show. Well, that's not what I meant. It's like, no, that's what you meant. You're just wrong. And even if you weren't wrong, you would still be wrong because it was like he was characters that weren't on the show in the original one. And it's funny how people didn't have a problem with him like playing cameos and Easter eggs back in the day, but now it's just fan service. Like, it was always fan
Yeah.
service.
remember the episode we saw, the Dark Phoenix episode. We saw Thor, Doctor Strange. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like you saw S.H.I.E.L.D. You saw people showing up. It's like you seen the Punisher multiple times. And it's like Punisher never showed, the character never showed up on X-Men, but you knew who the Punisher was. It's like that's just how it work. And it's funny how people pick and choose when they like something. Stuff they used to like, they don't like anymore. And it's like the noise around the X-Men is all been a funny thing. And it's kind of getting drowned out because people realize how popular the show is. So now the show being judged on its merits instead of it. Like this, y'all too woke and y'all too this now. It's like, oh, I wish they didn't race through this storyline so much. I like,
you know,
they're sticking to the true tradition.
I figured out what it is. And it comes with like everything, even with, I think with wrestling. Once too many people like something, you got to have a bunch of apples, spoiled apples to be like, nah, they got to do A, B, C, and D. Like it's always, they got to, for whatever reason, they got to be different. They don't like everybody having fun or enjoying something. They got to be different. Say something out the way. Fuck them.
I mean, let them complain. And that's fine. I don't mind if they complain. I just tune them out. And it's like, you're going to be complaining in the corner. Because, you know.
Pretty much.
People are watching this show. And people like this show. People love this show. And it's like, it went from, I don't know, they should redo this to, when they going to do Spider-Man. When they going, like the fact that people talking about when they gonna do Iron Man and Fantastic Four.
Oh, I'm like, shit. Relax.
I like season two of both of those shows, but I'm like, I didn't know it had some fan base like that. And it's kind of like, it got so bad with people talking about, are they gonna bring back the Justice League universe? I'm like, no, they're not gonna do that. Justice League Unlimited ended. It had an ending. Spider-Man didn't. Spider-Man was like, we're going to find Mary Jane one day.
One day.
Yeah. And it's like, it just shows the benefits and the dangers of nostalgia. Like nostalgia done right is this show. You taking something that we grew up with and you updating it to match the era and making it better and getting a reason to. Just doing nostalgia for the sake of nostalgia is how you get good times. Yeah.
No.
You silent about that, huh? You didn't see that trailer, did you?
I saw it. And I got my own feelings about it, but I don't want to judge it without at least watching one episode.
It's garbage. I could judge it.
Like, I just feel like it doesn't have the spirit of what Good Times was for. I was just like, this trailer was weak.
It's Good Times if every character acted like JJ. And that's not what Good Times was. And that's what they kept trying to make Good Times. And that was the problem with Good Times ran to. But either people on the show was like, we keep fighting because y'all keep trying to make us look like clownish. And that's what happens when you have white people doing shows about black people. They have a very specific idea how the show should be. And it don't match. It's like, I don't have a problem with Seth MacFarlane doing animation. I have a problem with Seth MacFarlane getting that black people business. Because they end up looking the way it looked. And it looked just like this. Like Seth MacFarlane don't know how to write black people. That's fine. It's hard to do. And the fact that it's Steph Curry, one executive producers, Mr. You ain't going to bring no projects in my neighborhood. Doing Good Times? Boy, the jokes write themselves. But that's nostalgia done wrong. This is nostalgia done right. I love this show. And also, I love the fact that we talking about Morph about to start the show. Mm. Yeah, Morph and Wolverine. Friends. Oh, you all right, Logan? You in the shot? You want me to get that spot in your back for you? The fact that you can do that and keep it moving is just amazing. Because one, you know how Disney can be kind of like, oh, we ain't had that gay shit around here because we don't want to get boycotted.
I don't understand why we need all black people in the movie. With a man just yelling at the cloud.
Yeah, and when they talk about how, you know, Morph is going to be non-binary and have his friendship with Wolverine, mm-hmm. They're like, oh, they're going to make Wolverine gay. And
I hate to tell y'all something. Like, I hate to tell y'all something out there.
It's like, look, you see the hints. They ain't beating you over the head, but it's like, come on now.
Yeah. And then it's really out there with Morph because he's like, because when he left, he's like, oh, I'm all alone again. He's looking for somebody out there.
Yeah, it's like you can tell how they joking around. They ain't Tango and Cash.
Oh no, no.
This way, this is like this is Top Gun.
Oh energy. Yeah, Top Gun, Rocky III energy. Yeah,
And it's just wild where they just playing this like nonchalant, like it's in your face, and you like if you have eyes, you know what's going on, but they don't have to beat you over the head with it.
Yeah,
and it's just that's how it worked. Like the same thing with like you know, game was like, oh, they training every day, huh?
Yo, Morph was fucked up for that. Like they hear every day, they kept pressing the button.
Glad she working on the cardio with the boss.
I guess I go check on her.
Yeah, and Wolverine out there, like it's just funny how Wolverine and Morph is basically like being this whole buddy cop routine because it makes Morph a full character and not somebody that just needs to be saved by Wolverine or mad at Scott, and it makes Wolverine a more balanced character.
Yeah, more like I don't want to say relatable, but it's more like okay, he's not so he's always gonna be grouchy, but he ain't. You know what I mean? He ain't grouchy like he was in 92.
Yeah. The best thing this show has done is give everybody a chance to breathe and not just make it so Wolverine centric.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Wolverine is a part of the team, but he not the whole team. And yeah. Like when we watch, I remember watching X-Men, it's like it wasn't like that all the time, but a lot like Wolverine never played background.
No.
On the original X-Men animated. Like he was always there. He was either one or one A, because it was just his personality is so outsized and so popular. And this one is like Wolverine there, but he don't feel any more important than anybody else on the team. And I'm glad they found that balance because that was a tough balance to have. And that makes everybody better. Like that makes the whole team better. And they explain stuff. And I'll say before you hit start, it's still weird with Magneto being in charge, giving orders. Like I think that's the point. Like it just feels like he tell like y'all stay here, Cyclops. Like, you know, Cyclops, Morph, come with me. Like, I'm building a team together. I'm telling y'all what to do. It's like, all right, boss.
Yeah, it's like, they just, you know, this is what Xavier wanted, so we rolling with it.
Yes, although I was laughing, give us the boy, you brimstone clone. Like, that man himself talking like a villain. A brimstone clone. That was some of the lines they were dropping was hilarious. And before we hit play, Roberto was gone one day.
Man, I bet that man, I ain't coming back to that house. Fuck that.
He came back to the house. You gonna watch some movies, eat some popcorn? Yeah.
Okay.
He sniffing around Jubilee. He couldn't help himself. He talked about fear. He saw his mom. I knew he was a monster. It was monstro.
No, mama.
Don't like it's just this. Wild how they play in people's fear. Like they did an excellent job in 30 minutes
of like
telling a story, combining multiple storylines and leading to the next story.
Yeah, I like the way it just like, okay, so y'all know what y'all getting next week. I love it. I love it. All right, so y'all know it is Disney Plus. We're gonna watch along with us. We are gonna start playing this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Fire me, plus it's like I like how they figure out which one is which. They basically they carbon dating. And like, also the funny thing about it is kind of like so you see Jean, but her face blanked out.
Yeah, so
and it's kind of
so basically the memories are shared now.
Yeah,
yeah, they don't know which one they don't know when they got swapped.
Yeah, that's wild. Like, I don't know who is Phoenix.
That's crazy. I don't
know who is Dark Phoenix. And this is wild how they played that.
So, yeah, anybody wondering why Morph got this look now, just go back and watch 92. I think it was what, season one?
Season two.
Yeah, season one and two, you'll understand.
Well, season one when he died in season two. Oh, Gene Doe. And he's trying to figure out like who is who. Gene lie on this couch. The actual Jean Grey.
She's like, what?
Would be the actual Jean Grey. Oh, you know what Gene told? Don't nobody trust Jean. Don't get everything. Storm will believe me.
Yeah, she was snapping. Fuck these tests.
I don't blame her.
And Scott like, huh?
I don't know.
Oh, Nathan, huh? What happened?
So they carve a date and realize the one that that showed up is the real Gene, and the one that's part of the team is a clone.
Impossible.
I have memories. And she like everything from her whole thing is like, I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like Scott, tell him. Scott got the
Scott,
baby,
tell
like,
him, huh?
Scott, like, huh? He don't say nothing.
She like, shit, I fucked up.
Nah, Scott kind of like, I don't know.
I don't know, baby. Shit, fuck your test.
Yeah, she acting like how Gamble was when Bishop showed up.
Nah, she acting like a Karen right now.
No, she got, you know what? Think about from her point of view.
I get it. I'm just fucking around. Yeah. You right. Her point of view, she's right. Because like, all she knows is her memory. She don't know she a clone.
Like, we just need to find out. We got to be sure.
All she knows we beat Cheeks. Like, we had a kid.
Storm would have believed me.
Damn.
It's got like, oh, I don't know. I'm just looking the way it looks.
Look at it from my side.
Don't nobody trust Gambit, huh? The Gambit don't need nobody.
I don't even.
Scott, like, let me hold the baby.
He's fine. Get away from here.
Yeah, Scott played this the best he could, but he didn't play this well.
All right, now with that polo on.
Look, also, we need to talk about the fact that they had multiple fits on this show.
I like that.
Uniform and one fit.
Oh, look at OK. Well, you taking a good nap. Because, boy, you about to be in the future.
Y'all hear that? I don't trust you, everything like this. I don't know what to believe right now.
Damn.
Gee, you feel horrible. Like, I can't trust my man. Like, he don't got my back. Hey, you trust me?
We should have left when we had a chance. Yeah, you should have.
And then here go this creep talking over the damn radio.
Gray.
Like this Insidious.
Shit just turned into a horror cartoon.
Yeah, Jay. Answer me, you coward. You're like, I'm ready to go home.
All right, bet.
You're just calling me. You mad at strip clubs in the future, though?
They probably don't have no strip
clubs. You know how? Shit, it's like you got to break. Dealing with the Sentinels, you got to find a way to chill out somehow.
Look at Scott back there. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean it.
Like, Tom in some history books always writing. He's like, Bishop, you seen this in the future? It's like, that ain't how it work. He's like, huh, what's wrong? Yeah, like, I see. This Sinister did this. Sinister. Most refers to Mr. Sinister. I'm glad how they got the voice from the original. You call me Father. Sinister always look creepy.
What's your time?
I'm at like 650, 652.
Okay. I'm at 710. Just tell me when you get there.
710?
Yeah, my shit had paused, so I tried to forward it a little.
Yeah, so basically, you know, Sinister's like, I claim, you know, I made you. I want the son. I made you basically to have a son so I can have the future.
Uh-huh.
It's like, yes, you a clone. You're not Jean Grey. Come to me. So basically, she found the truth.
You are 17?
I'm at 731.
All right. 731.
Yeah. And now it's like, you show the two clones. They don't show when it happens. Like, put that diamond in there for control. You know, Morph know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't ever do that. So it's like, so in 30 minutes, in a day, you just found out that you are a clone and you are made by Mr. Sinister. And now you have no control over that. And now you see a picture's like, whore, stole my life.
Oh, shit. Here she go. They shall know my friendo.
Yeah, mommy's busy. She about to throw that shit on. Do her Sailor Moon transformation.
Pretty much. Maybe game should play less rough, though.
They just finished the Danger Room workout.
Morph.
Maybe I should play less rough with you, huh?
Morph petty for this shit. Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah, rematch. Let's look at the schedule. See who's next. Rogue and Magneto, 8 to 10.
It don't
the
say 10 that.
10 to 12. The 10 a.m. They got the whole, wait, they had like the whole night the next day?
And that motherfucker started laughing. Morph ain't shit.
Got the little smile.
Go easy on him, pal. One of them.
I'm about to make that hush puppy up his stomach.
There was Morph.
I'm about to see my ribbon there. And then there was Morph. You're going to see my red hair. Like, why? Why you worry about Gene? That's a man. That's a husband job. What's she talking that? Then here go his Morph nasty ass. You all right, Wolverine? You need me scratching from the back? There you go. Look in there. Don't go in there, Gambit.
Man, you want to see what's going on.
Y'all hear Roberto like, oh, call me if you want to talk. She must call. He over there.
You, Gambit? Logan?
Want too many ribs from him, huh?
I get to the hard to reach spaces. Always with the jokes, Morph, huh? He like, oh, shit!
Son, no. Popping is like, see your boo hugged up with your boss.
And they melting into each other.
Like, get him back on the swamp, them nasty feet of Kurt Remy.
I got a real man.
Your credit score ain't good enough for me, sugar.
God damn, Jubilee.
Yeah, if I'm Roberto, yeah, she ain't sleep. And like, yes, this is a horror movie. Like, this feels like a Batman animated series episode.
Yeah.
My, el monstruo.
Like a more. No, not you.
Yeah, not again. Gee.
What the fuck?
No, it ain't good. Like, yes, this no, you know, this feel like this dude feel like a Batman animated series. So all of a sudden, that marries my boy, build a side child with a proper wife, build to lead the team. Yeah,
you abandoned me, Bishop.
Where's your home? You out here eating fried chicken.
Eating them strawberry biscuits.
You out here playing PlayStation 5. I'm worried about the future.
This is not my son.
Oh my. You know who kept her head? Jubilee.
Oh yeah.
Which is why she's the only one.
Blech.
Her and Beast. Beast always got jokes. They're like, what the hell is going on?
A horror movie. And you figured it out. Where the hell?
Yeah. Gambit could never see that. Like, yeah. He figured out, where in hell? It's like the fact they mentioned hell on a cartoon.
Right?
Like, yes, this is not our teenage X-Men.
Sir, this is something a little bit more mature.
Yeah, now they're trying to figure out how Sinister do this.
Ain't Sinister.
It makes sense that Sinister had that much power. Yeah, not G, the clone. Yeah, you turn on your wife with the quickness.
Watch where he snatch Wolverine. Why he snatch him like that?
Yeah, save him.
Like, oh, shit.
Teamwork. That's the whole thing. That's all that danger room work. I remember the first time I saw that loud, like, he just, like, he an ass mover, he just tossed.
He just slung his ass. Give me that shit, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, like, he hit Bishop from the back.
Oh, my God.
Because y'all nasty.
Oh, my goodness.
No, the X-Men are known for two things. Civil rights or minority allegories and being freaky as hell.
Well.
Like, you see, they had a whole bunch of BDSM storylines. And outfit, so it's kind of like, you know what you're getting. Yeah. And you see what Bishop can do, finally. And I like how they both say, you're welcome.
The fuck? Burn, mutants!
A demonic master.
That's crazy. Jinx, alright, knock this shit off.
Yeah. She ain't fainting now.
She's like, you're going to leave my man and my friends alone.
And he's like, that's the real Gene. That's the one I know.
He's like, honey, You should be on bed rest.
I mean it with the other one. She smelled just like
you. Yo, that ending where they just standing in the bedroom. Ah, that's some uncomfortable business right there.
Yeah, so how was it?
You couldn't tell us apart?
Yeah, that's a real Gene. She fainted. And she laughed at it. What did he even see? Look at you. You did your powers. 5 seconds. You on your back. You can't even ride it right.
Oof. Say my name, Scott.
She like, fuck all that Gene Grey shit.
Boy, y'all had too much fun with that day on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet she be gobbling, all right. Yeah, she basically said, don't follow, because I will beat your ass.
God damn.
Yeah.
Man, she wiped them out. And look at them.
They're like, oh, what happened?
Already?
Maybe you out there boning you to help Michelle.
I'm okay now. He trying to fool himself like he don't know what's going on, too.
Like, sinister.
The wolf be right there with him.
Signs from the 1800s. Cutting up mutants. So he already know all the back.
Oh, my God. Morph ain't never recover.
No.
They lied to me. Thought that man had his shit together.
Yeah. I like the episode they had Sinister's origin story. Like, Xavier, dad was hunting them.
Good grief. God damn, yeah. Scott. I can't even protect my own son.
Don't hurt your hand.
Jeez, sure. Look at that face. That man, like, he ready to kill that man now. Fuck yeah. This.
Let's... Oh, he had beef with Sinister already.
He a rider. I know where he like, at.
Yeah, you sure? You remember what happened last time you was in Sinister face?
Oh, no. Oh, no, I did.
No, he finally manned up. You're a part of the team. Act like it.
Yeah, but I remember he was just being mischievous. A little stinker coming back to the team, switching on him again.
I mean, you know, sometimes that crack call you.
Oh, my God.
The Spawn of Scott Summer G. Just dip him in the ooze. Like,
man, he put him in a pot. He talking about a bitch.
Five deadly venom.
God damn.
Cooking that boar like veal.
Oh my God.
So he always see since there always been on that whole genetic superiority nonsense with the damn Summers. So basically, yeah, I gotta make you invincible and then clone you, be a new race of super soldiers. How does it do that? I'ma infect you, and then your body beat the infection. You can stop anything. Remember that.
Mm.
See Magneto out here. Well, you know, look, everybody supporting each other. Yeah. Remember, Gene the Sinister victim too.
Man, my name ain't Gene. Would y'all stop like, playing?
Brother, listen, I know not what I do.
She playing.
She out there doing the basic instinct pose.
Yeah, she playing.
You follow. That's what you do. Like, shut that shit up. Like, fight. So now you're going to get what they do best in the series. Fight scenes.
You're going to fight for me.
Uh-huh. So you turn from Liliana to Darkchild. And Bishop was like, I'm going to absorb a sword.
Oh, shit. She laughs.
It's like, if you know the comics, you know what that stand. Yeah, y'all complain about how Rogue looked. Yeah, Madeline right there for y'all, so y'all can shut up. And what's the boy? You Brimstone clone. So you see what two Omega level mutants can do. No, this fight scene was animated on some movie shit.
Oh, they were getting it. Man, what the fuck my mayor just giving out illegal? Never mind. Oh,
and she out here talking trash like, oh, you control Mac, you control metal. That's cool. I control everything.
She beat that man out of his clothes.
With glass. He like, oh, shit. Ow.
Fuck.
And it's like seeing them bleed and just get wrecked. Talking trash. It's like, look at you.
Oh my God.
A villain playing hero.
That man she got laughed beat.
And then Cyclops hit her in the mouth. Oh. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I want to. And she laughed.
I'm sorry, Genie.
Like, don't worry. You'll bleed. You'll float too.
He couldn't help himself. Like, I mean, see, he sees some red hair. He just loses his damn mind.
Look I'm at sorry. Him. Sorry. He's going to be working. You out here getting it.
You'll bleed too. And Gene is like, enough of this. Get your hands off my man. Yeah, you know, don't worry. Oh, I'll take care of Gene. Uh-huh. Anytime Gene needs some help, I'll be there.
Got straight on my mind, Gene. Just my mind right here.
Yeah, I'm right here. Oh, my God.
You always did.
Mm-hmm. What you mean to us?
To me.
Yeah, remember me. Logan. My friend.
Keep going deeper. Man, she felt something. I don't know what he was thinking. I mean all that to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yes. And especially
more,
me.
And more.
I don't know how Remy feel.
A woman he can never have like he want.
Damn.
Oh, Scott. And he's in danger.
Yeah, Scott. Shit.
Look at his face. He's like, shit.
Oh, you always think about him. Oh, you know, that's a real Gene. Ponytail.
She said, but she's like, Beast, please. I ain't got to go nowhere.
Oh, now you talking all that trash.
Yeah, she talking heavy. She wrapped
her. Be straightened.
She put her hair in a ponytail. She's like, I ain't got to go nowhere.
She like, you. I'm sick of you, bitch. And now we having a mind fight. Take my face, my husband.
Like,
my
they
family.
Basically and got the same together. Thoughts. So it's like, can you really blame her?
No. I was Phoenix. Which one of y'all was Phoenix?
Right?
That's all you think about is power? Yeah, I showed the Goblin Queen. I'm about to swallow you. And now, oh, look, Professor Xavier. And look, you remember that? The little Cyclops doll.
The Cyclops? Oh, shit.
Just like when she was Dark Phoenix and went back to the crib, she saw that doll. Like, she always liked a little Cyclops.
It was destined.
It's like, first time meet Gene. Instead of beating with violence, it's like, I'm going to show the memories of what we did together. See her best friend. So, best friend dying in front of you. Died. Yeah, people die on cartoons.
Yes, sir.
Like, no, it's my pain, not yours.
It's yours.
Stop being a culture poacher. Yeah, like, when did we switch?
Exactly.
You sure? She like, you sure you know?
Are you just guessing?
You are nothing. Yes. Oh,
Pac-Man ass.
Goblin Queen. Gobble, gobble. It's a big ass baby.
Yeah.
Yes, this is very non-Fox Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the real Gene. She's fainting again.
Like, some this scene right here, you ain't getting all this. You probably get that part right there. That was as close as you would get. Cutting the umbilical cord? Oh, my goodness.
So now you see that Nathan was born.
What up, homie? You could be a bad
mother. You didn't do that, Gene. The clone did.
Hey, Nathan, you could be a bad motherfucker.
With one arm. And a grudge. Calling a bunch of washed up pacifists.
He was always screaming, Tyler! I hated that.
Nine-year-old Tyler or 19-year-old Tyler.
I hated 9-year-old Tyler. Bad.
So the memories awakened, broke up the control.
Let's go save Nathan, baby daddy.
Like, oh, that's all it took, huh? Finally paid your half for the child support.
Get your ass up,
only, baby. Only Xavier's orphans knew the future when he had his story. He called him orphans. He don't like that. Cyclops used to be hitting with that shit.
Get your ass up out
like,
of here, boy.
He's like, no, you gonna kill him. You have doomed the boy.
Man, fuck Sinister ass up. Yeah, Sinister just seems so fucking damn sleazy.
Like, you're probably nothing against Vaughn. Yeah. He's like, you sure? Lady Bird, fly away home. He's like, I know something you don't.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. Laughing. Yeah. That man gave Nathan COVID.
Your house is on fire. Your child gave him the plague.
He gave him COVID.
Man, let me tell you something. COVID did like that. Y'all be taking a vaccine every damn
exactly. Day. If you can see that shit coming on you like that.
Like you said, in the healthcare field, like if COVID expressed like the M-pox, and y'all had shit on y'all face, y'all be getting vaccinated.
Oh, I'm going to get the shot this morning. Oh, I bet.
He's like, you figured out beast. You're like, oh, you try to make this play, make him invincible. I can't do nothing like this.
This is advanced.
Yeah.
No time here. Yeah, not our time. Our time. Bitch, I knew you was about to ask me that shit. God damn.
Damn. You want me to be a baby? You want me to be a stepdad?
Shit. All I wanted was some damn Popeyes. Y'all got me running right here like it's crazy. See,
I'm mad I said Popeyes because they all run into the ground. I hate what I control. So basically the whole thing is they can't cure him here so they can take him in the future. And he can't do it because, like, I ain't going to abandon my son. Like, my dad abandoned me without here pretending to be Jack Sparrow in space banging a cat lady.
Shut the fuck up. You stupid.
You know, of course, they're like, I guess Archie blows with the Shi'ar. Scott Schmott. I thought they died.
Man, you got to spend some time with Pops.
Yeah, after 20 years.
Ah, shit, man. He thought he was dead. He ain't know.
And he's like, I can't be a part.
Can't be a part of this.
I know how this is. I can't do it. And it's like, you feel his pain, but he do come off as like selfish.
And basically, I guess she putting thoughts to make Nathan feel like he never was abandoned, never was not loved.
Yeah. Lone Jean. He's like, just remember, don't be growing up bitter.
Mm-hmm. Even though you are.
Yeah. Your mama was a clone. Your daddy was a deadbeat. No, I went through this trauma. I can't go through it again. I can't do it. So, toughen up. You know what Cyclops did?
What?
You think I asked for this? It just happened.
He's like, where we going, black man? Ah, shit, mom!
He really did the Ben Vereen and Fresh Prince.
That's what they said when they were standing in the bedroom. Did you think I want this? It just happened.
Single boy, why you want me? Yeah, like, you can stay. How's she going to stay? How that's going to work?
Right? I could just have both of y'all?
No, they ain't. We ain't that level of X-Men yet.
Not yet?
No. So it's like, we both got the same memories. Don't know when got switched, who's who. But you already knew I wanted to start my own life anyway. Now's my chance. Yeah, now call me Madeline. Farewell, Gene, boy, coming in like, you gonna talk?
Well,
what a way to end it, because that's some adult stuff. Well, how you even gonna start that conversation? Meanwhile, Storm up in Texas on a Greyhound. Boy, I hope she took a shower.
She probably did.
Yeah, no summer like a Texas summer in Dallas. You know, somebody had some rain making. She like, you out here talking like he know me. You know, he toxic. That man got on a vest and no shirt. Oh, like old friend Xavier, I don't know what you get your prize. She's like, word. All right, that's all you gotta tell me.
That was episode 3. A really, really.
Oh, good one thing about we skipped the intro. You know who wasn't part of the intro no more? Storm.
Oh, yeah, because she, look, you see where she at.
Boy, they mean with that. You ain't part of the team no more. Based on the Marvel Comics. So already, Bishop gone, Storm doing her own thing.
But just because Bishop gone means he can't come back. That's the whole thing. Like, time just moved the way it moved. Because how much time happened between when Gene showed up and they started a conversation? Because Roberto was like, oh, you know, I'll be around when I'll be around. He out there eating popcorn.
Enjoying himself.
So the funny thing is, we have an idea what episode 4 might be.
Right. But it might.
But we don't know.
Yeah, it could hold off to episode 5 or 6 with that.
Yeah, because this one, like, we kind of knew what was happening. Because, like, okay, you got 2 genes. You already know where that's going to lead. And we led into it. And now it's like, you have no idea how it's going to turn out. I love it.
That's right.
I got to wait a week.
And it feels good. Like, I want that. I don't know. Like, I want that anticipation. I don't need to see it. Every episode back to back to back to back. I don't need that. It's funny how you get used to that and then how you can, you know what I mean? You can be okay when it doesn't happen that way. I'm yes. fine when Netflix do it, and I'm okay when Hulu don't do it, and I'm okay when Disney don't do it. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yes. They brought the magic back. And not because they talked about how viewership for the original X-Men anime series went up like over 500%. People want to catch up. And I noticed on my timeline, a lot of people have been talking about X-Men Evolution. Like, ain't no accident. And other people, they should have brought that one back.
Oh, boy.
You got to wait your turn. Like, no. X-Men Evolution ended with an ending. Like, Wolverine and X-Men, that had a cliffhanger. X-Men ended because they ran out of money.
That's the only reason it ended. A little bit different.
Yeah, and then everybody's like, it's that, you know, I don't blame for what's that whole Black Panther thing. When we go get our Black Panther?
Oh, boy.
I thought y'all was tired of nostalgia. I thought, I want to see X-Men. It's like that. Y'all get 2 episodes now. I was like, they need to bring back Spider-Man. They should have brought back X-Men Evolution. When they going to get Young Justice back? It's like, worry about yourself. Let us X-Men fans enjoy X-Men. Because that's what we doing. And y'all was acting like it's going to be trash. Ain't nobody asked for that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to hold up. And now it's like, oh, when we going to get ours? Y'all worry about Disney stepping on the brick.
I ain't know it was going to be like this. Yeah, we know.
We know. We heard y'all talking.
Well.
Like, it's just funny. But we're going to talk long. I'm just saying, I'm loving this.
I think I'm loving more than anything that everybody just feels like they're getting that time to shine. That's what I like. You got Jubilee, you got Gambit, you got Rogue, you got, you know, Magneto, you got everybody getting their spots.
It feels more mature without being no edgelord stuff. It's like, this feels not adult. This feels more adult because they're talking about more grown. They take like, because we're not acting like the X-Men original was childish because they were talking about some adult stuff too, but there was a limit that you could do on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And there was definitely a limit you could do when Fox didn't want to spend no money. Disney don't have problems. Like, they can talk what they want. They're going to spend money on stuff that they feel like is worth it. And everybody that's involved in the show wanted this to succeed. They grew up as fans of the show and they said, you know, well, you know, Fox has a limited budget and there's certain stuff we can do and not do. Disney. Ain't no budget, B. We don't got no budget problems. Like, we got money to spend. And you can tell how they animate. Because if you don't pay attention, like, animation is tough. It is painstakingly hard to do. And I think people kind of picked up on that when you hear about all this stuff with Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much work there was involved with that. And it's kind of like, if you watch animated movies, you can tell how much work that's put in. And it just looks top notch. It looks like magic. You watch shows. It's like, you can't put that work in on shows for the most part. Sometimes you can. And I see a few shows that does that. And I'm just amazed that they had the work to do that. But a lot of times it's kind of like, I got to get it. Like Dragon Ball Z. I got to get it in. I got to do 5. I don't got time. Like, I got to make it work. This one had this funny joke. How they talk about how they save time cutting costs. Where it's like, they'll have people talk. And sometimes you won't see their mouth. words. Sometimes you cover your mouth or you see the back of the head. Sometimes you take a wide plane and you think it's animated and nothing's happening. And it's like, it's just little things like this to save time and money. And it's kind of like, it's they doing that at like a comic convention, but at the same time, they're talking about themselves. It's like, yeah, sometimes you got to do shortcuts. And it's like, it's a meta joke that works because you know it's the truth. And it's just wild that we're at the point where you can kind of joke about this stuff because we know that it's the truth. And like here, you don't have to worry about that. And it's just amazing.
Like, yeah, it and you can dare. This is definitely people that was working on 97 that has a love, like a real love for the X-Men. Because it just seems like it's done with so much care, so much care. And that's what I love about it too.
Yeah, it's certain shows. When can oh, you posted that, huh? I saw that. You think you're funny. You better give me credit anyway. You don't give me credit. I don't want nobody jumping my DMs. Somebody jumped my DMs. I know who it was. And it was like somebody I never followed before. Somebody had me blocked that called me idiot or something like that. Like I didn't even know who it was.
They called you an idiot for what?
I don't know. It was like, because I have my DMs where it's like, if I don't follow them, right. I have to select to see it.
Yeah.
Like, I had the filters on. So I selected, and they called me. Matter of fact, let me go on my profile, because I had posts. Yeah, they called me idiot. Back on Tuesday.
Wow. Just out of they DM you to call you an idiot.
Yeah. And I couldn't message them because I wasn't verified. And they don't have any followers. They joined January 2023. It's a burner. And then they had me blocked. I don't even know who it is.
Oh, well.
I think it might have been something I might have tweeted. They might have tweeted something stupid. Matter of fact, I think I remember what. They tweeted something stupid. And I can't remember now. And they, yeah. But anyway, it's just wild how stuff like that happens. But as I don't want to get too sidetracked, yeah, they took a lot of care in this because they're like, this is one of the shows that people are like, I wish they, you know, when Disney got the X-Men franchise, got Fox and got the X-Men franchise, what do people want to see? They reboot X-Men. Can they redo X-Men animated? What they say, we're going to do a sequel. X-Men. Remember when they mentioned X-Men 97? I was like, this fake, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do remember that.
Because it was like something that people talked about for a long time. And it's like, you know, I would love to do it. And if I had these ideas, but you would never think they would do it. Because the same thing, how many times I heard someone, they're going to do Gargoyles. Jordan Peele going to do a live action Gargoyle movie. They're going to do a sequel. I've been hearing Gargoyle stories for like 12 years. And every 2 years, I see somebody post something. They're going to do Gargoyles. They talk about doing Gargoyles. I'm like, I will believe that when I see it. I treat the X-Men the same way. And the fact that they announced it and then they had the original cast, the people that are still alive, and they like same, they're going to pick up the storyline from what we had. And I was like, oh, they put an effort. They put a lot of effort. But actually seeing it and seeing the completion, I'm like, oh, they are elevating it. Because they could have just copied and pasted.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, we're going to do it better. And they have. And we eating. And y'all complaining, we should have had a whole season of Inferno. No, we don't. you don't need to see that. Like, it's let them cook. We only got, like I said, we only got 10 episodes.
Yeah, by the 10th episode, y'all gonna be like, damn, I want more. So,
and actually, like the last three episodes, so we like a 3-part story.
Oh, I love you. Those are like my favorite ones from the 92.
And they already talking about doing season 2, and it's kind of like, this is working. And it's getting the ratings, and it's kind of like, so you're going to get a season 2. You're going to get more than, you're going to get it as long as they want to do it.
Yeah, as long as folks keep watching and clamoring for it, because like, you in the 90s, they can keep this thing going as long as pretty much they want.
Yeah, as long as people alive. And it's like, even when people, they can replace people, because they have replaced people.
Yeah.
And this is, and I want to see, and I like how, like, the funny thing about X-Men is like, it's X-Men 97. And most of the stories are like from the 70s and 80s. Like, so I just wonder, I mean, how much do you want to update?
Right.
you know, how far do you want to go? Because, like, you know, do you want to get start talking about when Emma Frost joined the team? And that version of X-Men? Does Xavier come back? No. It's like people keep dropping that theory about Magneto set that whole thing up with Storm. And I'm like, I know why you're thinking that. Because it's like, nah, because the whole thing is, I don't trust Magneto being a hero. What people don't realize is Storm lost her powers in the comics because of Forge. Something Forge invented. And she find that out later. That's why they not a thing anymore. So, because people forget, Forge was kind of moving kind of toxic in the comic books. I'm just here to help you, baby. Why?
Don't mind me.
I'm just a native trying to get in. You know how they treat your people the same way they treated my people. Let's be lovers of color. Yeah. Don't fall for all that.
All right. So we will get up out of here. Y'all know what the socials are. You can follow Shahid at Philly_drugs on Twitter. Follow me at Jeff versus the World on Twitter. We'll be back next week. We are doing Wednesday. It'll be our Wednesday, but we'll be doing Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. Am I missing something? Nah, I ain't missing something. Until then, y'all stay safe out there. Peace.